This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa qala rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum, innal ladhina yastakbiruna 'an 'ibadati سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are in the last Jummah of this present Ramadan. It has been a Ramadan that Alhamdulillah went very peacefully and great blessings in our communities. May Allah Ta'ala accept the ibadat and the efforts of the mu'mineen and the believers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone's efforts, and may Allah ta'ala forgive our shortcomings in not understanding the true worth of Ramadan. It is Ramadan ki aakhri jummah hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala logon ki ibadat ko qabool kare aur hamare kotaiyon ko Allah ta'ala maaf kare. In this particular regard, I just want to, before I speak on the topic that I have chosen, I just want to alert the people with regard to Sadaqatul Fitr. Sadaqatul Fitr is wajib, and it is very important that we conclude and we give the Sadaqatul Fitr before Eid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith in Abu Dawood that give the Sadaqatul Fitr, it has two purposes. One is that it wipes away the weaknesses of your of your soul and your fasting. And the second thing is it provides some joy and food for the poor people on the day and the Mubarak and blessed day of Eid. So two very important objectives with regard to Sadaqatul Fitr. Logon ko chahiye ke Sadaqatul Fitr ada kare Eid se pehle. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya ke ye hamare jo roza aur som mein jo kotai hai wo uske talafi wo Sadaqatul Fitr se jo na wo Allah Taala farmate hain aur gareebon ko عید کے دن اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی جو نا آپ غریبوں کو کھانا میسر کرتے ہو. تو دس از این امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹ دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ڈو بیفور دا اینڈ آف رمضان. ٹو ڈے دا آیت دیٹ آئی ہیو ریسائٹڈ بیفور یو اٹ از ٹو ڈو وتھ دعا. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ٹیلز اس اباؤٹ دا پاور آف دعا. وی ہیو فیو مور ڈیز مائی ڈیئر ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز. اٹ از امپورٹنٹ دیٹ وی ٹرائی آور اٹموسٹ ٹو میکسیمائز آور ٹائم دیٹ وی ہیو بیفور دا اینڈ آف رمضان. No, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in the hadith, every day in Ramadan, there is an accepted dua for the fasting person. Every day, har roz, rozadar ke liye ek maqbool dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kabool karte hai. Every day there is a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. Dua is the essence of ibadat. Ad-dua hu mukhul ibadah. Ye ibadat ka jar aur maghaz hai. Without it, we cannot succeed. Without making dua, we will always succeed. Without it, we cannot fail. So this is something that we have to keep in mind, that with dua, we will always succeed. If we don't do dua, we will fail. So therefore, it's important that we keep in mind the importance of dua. Dua is the first and the last resort of the believer. سب سے پہلے جو چیز کرنے کی ہے, کوئی بھی کام کرے سب سے پہلے دعا کرے, بعد میں پھر بھی دعا کرے. سب سے پہلے دعا, بعد میں دعا. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ starts off the Quran with دعا, اہدنا الصراط المستقیم. The first chapter in the Quran is about دعا. We asking Allah تعالیٰ to show us the right path, and then the entire Quran is an explanation and interpretation of that دعا. So this is dua. All our efforts with regard to it comes in between the first and the last. Jo bhi hamare asbab hai, wo sabse pehle dua se pehle aur dua ke darmiyan, sabse pehle dua, sabse aakhir dua, beech mein hamare jo hai na wo koshishe honi chahiye. So the first thing is our dua in the beginning, dua at the end. In between is our efforts which we will have to make. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us dua. Nabi Kareem, before Islam, people did not know how to make dua. They were the days of ignorance. One of the aspects with regard to the days of ignorance, that they never used to make dua. They never knew the value of dua. How could they know the value of dua when they never knew the power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So therefore, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Hasan Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote a book, The Prophet of Almighty Allah in the Mirror of His Supplication. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apne dua ke aine mein. Mu'adh bin Hasan ne ek kitab likhi. So in this he write that the people in the days of ignorance never knew how to make dua because they never knew the power of Allah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first showed us the power of Allah. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ He has full control over his bondsman. وہ اپنے بندوں کے اوپر حاوی ہے. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا He created the heavens and earth and whatever is between the heavens and earth in 6 days. Subhanallah. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens, whatever is in the earth, whatever is between the heavens and earth. جو بھی زمین میں ہے, جو بھی آسمان میں ہے, جو بھی درمیان میں ہے, وہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی کے زیر تحت اور ما تحت میں ہے. Subhanallah. All belongs to Almighty Allah. It is equal to Almighty Allah. مَنْ أَسَّرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ Whether you do something, you whisper something, you do it in broad daylight, you do it in the darkness of the night, آپ دن کے اجالے میں کوئی کرے, رات کے اندھیرے میں کوئی کام کرے, سب کو اللہ تعالیٰ کو پتا ہے. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْعَيُّنِ He knows the treachery of your eyes. He knows what your hearts conceal. Subhanallah. Now when we know the power and the greatness of Almighty Allah, then we know why we have to ask from Almighty Allah. So سب سے پہلے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہمیں اللہ تعالیٰ کے برائے اور عظمت سکھلایا تاکہ ہم اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف التفات کریں. Then نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made dua to Almighty Allah with such eloquence, with such beautiful words that can only be the words of a prophet, which is a miracle of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس طرح دعا فرمائے جیسے کہ یہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے شان, یہ آپ کے معجزہ تھا. Just give you one example I give you. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is stoned. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is wounded. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to rest and he lifts up his hands in dua. Ya Allah, every word in that dua is full of wisdom. Allahumma ilayka ashku dhu'fa quwwati wa qillati hilati wa hawani 'ala an-nas. Oh Allah, I complain to you about my weakness, about the feebleness of my efforts. میں اپنے کمزوری کے میں شکایت کرتا ہوں کہ میں طائف والوں کو سمجھا نہیں سکا. I could not be able to show them the beauty of Islam which I have and my companions have, but I have not been able, because of my weakness, been able to explain to them. I complain to you about my weakness. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, oh the most merciful of those who show mercy. Anta Rabbul Mustad'afin. Oh Allah, you are the Lord of those who are weak. You are the Lord of those who are weak. Anta Rabbi, you are my Lord. Ila man takalni. Oh Allah, who have you entrusted me to? Ila ba'idin yatajahhamuni. Am ila aw ila aduwin malaktuhu amri. Ya Allah, who have you entrusted me? To people who are far from me, who don't have love for me. Aapne mere kis ke hawala kar diya? میرے دشمنوں کے حوالہ کر دیا. Do you put me entrusted my affairs to my enemies who have control over me? Ya Allah, look at what they have done. And then look at our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, illam yaku bika ghadabun alayya fala ubali. Oh Allah, but if you are not angry, I have no concern over what they have done. آپ اگر ناراض نہ ہو تو مجھے کوئی ڈر نہیں, کوئی اندیشہ نہیں. I got no worry if you are not angry with me. They have done whatever they have done, but if you are not angry with me, I have no concern. Although, look at the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But walakin afiyataka hiya awsa'u li. How they have appreciated the afiyat and the ease. If they would have been eased, it would have been better. But after what they have done, if you are not angry, I have no concern. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the words. In one dua I read, you know, sometimes you think, now we all know that pride is a very major spiritual disease. You know, so yet at the same time, every person has a certain degree of respect. How did Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam bring these two things together? Allahumma ij'al fi ayni saghira wa fi a'yuni an-nasi kabira. Oh Allah, make me insignificant in my own worth Make me insignificant and make me great in amongst people. Give me respect amongst people. Who but a Nabi can make these, you know, such complex attitudes? Who but a Nabi of Allah can put these two complex things together in one dua? Huh? What a beautiful dua. Oh Allah, make me insignificant in my own eyes, but grant me respect amongst people. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to make dua. Now one of the reasons why people, you know, stay away from dua is for various reasons. One is people stay away from dua, Allah Ta'ala is very far. Allah Ta'ala bohut dur hai. Wo kaha hamare sunenge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it in the second surah of the Holy Quran. He came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, Ya Rasulullah, tell us is Allah Ta'ala far? That when we speak, we must speak loudly. When we make dua, we must make dua loudly. Or is Allah Ta'ala near? That when we make dua, we whisper. Allah Ta'ala ne ki ajeeb jawab diya. What did Allah Ta'ala say? وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ Tell, when they ask you about me, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, tell them I am very close. Main to bahut qareeb hoon. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. I will respond to their prayers and their duas when they make dua. Fal yastajibu li. Unse kahe ke mere mujhe dua kijiye. Mere samne unke haajat ko rakhe. Main jawab dunga. I will respond positively. I will accept. Wal yu'minu bi. Let them bring iman upon me. La'allahum yarshudun. That I can guide them upon the right path. One of the reasons that we also make dua, and that is that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can fulfill our wishes. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove the difficulty we have. Ek jo hai na aham wajah dua ki ye hai ki sirf Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kabul kar sakta hai. Sirf wo hamare mushkil ko dur kar sakta hai, wo Allah ta'ala hai. وَهِي يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. Whatever difficulty you got, no one can remove it besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can do. أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوء. Is there anyone who can remove your difficulty? أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. When you call out towards them. Is there anyone else? أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Koi hai Allah ta'ala ke siwa. Is it anyone besides Allah who can do so? Ya Allah, only Allah Ta'ala can do. Whomsoever you worship and whomsoever you ask besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah in the 17th Sufara makes mention of the weakness. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَيَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوا مِنْ ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Whomsoever you ask besides Allah, they can't create a fly. Makki ko bhi wo paida nahi kar sakta. Aur Makki unse koi cheez cheen le to wo wapas nahi kar sakte, wo wapas nahi le sakta. When any of the fly takes something from someone, from any human being, no matter how big he is, they can be the president, the fly takes something from someone, he can't retrieve it. Da'ufa talibu wal matlub. Very weak is the one who asks from such people besides Allah. And very weak are those people whom you ask of besides Allah. Woh itna kamzor hai. Ab kyun unse mangte ho? Innal ladheena ta'buduna min dunillahi la yamlikuna lakum rizqan. Whomsoever you ask besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, woh risk ke malik nahi. They are not the one who controls risk. Fabtahu indallahi risk. Ask Allah ta'ala for risk. Wallahu khairur raziqin. He is the best of people who gives. And he's the best of providers, he's the best of sustainers. So Allah subhanahu, we ask for Allah Ta'ala for everything. We ask Allah Ta'ala for everything. Hum sab kuch mangte hain. There is nothing big for Allah. There is nothing great for Allah. Allah Ta'ala dene par aa jaye, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, bhar kar de sakta hai. If Allah Ta'ala wants to give, Allah Ta'ala can give whatever he wants. There is nothing big for Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala can give the whole world and whatever it contains. It means nothing to Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala can forgive. Ya Allah, sometimes you think that Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Majma'in. Ya Allah, what, they were the ones who used to worship idols. Kaaba mein there were 360 idols. They were the ones who were people of, we call of Zamana Jahiliyat. اللہ تعالیٰ ہدایت دینے پر آئے تو اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کو رضی اللہ عنہم کا لقب دیا. They were people who worshipped, put 360 idols in the Kaaba. When Allah Ta'ala wanted to give them hidayah, He gave them hidayah. He made them the motivation and the inspirers of the entire ummah till the day of Qiyamah. People who used to worship, people who used to kill their daughters alive, today they became radiyallahu anhum. So Allah Ta'ala wants to give. And there is nothing small for us. Allah Ta'ala ke liye koi bada cheez nahi, hamare liye koi choti cheez nahi. There is nothing small for us. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even if your shoe laces break, ask Allah Ta'ala. Chute ke tasme bhi agar wo toot jaye, to Allah Ta'ala se mango. Because if Allah Ta'ala stops you, you won't be able to tie your laces. So this is, ask Allah Ta'ala for everything. And Allah Ta'ala loves dua. The one who does not make dua, Allah gets angry with him. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضِبْ عَلَيْهِ. Who does not ask from Almighty Allah, Allah becomes angry. ہماری یہاں یہ ہے, if you ask from someone, he gets angry. Someone asks, even if he's needy, even if it's your family, he asks once, twice, thrice, you will give. After the fourth time, you will also be wary. He comes, you'll take another route. He comes, you'll take another route. And you'll say, now he's coming again. This, you know, we will start saying, I pakonda spachu awo. He came back again now. He kitlo ve tayar kare. How much is going to ask? Allah Ta'ala says, you don't ask me, I get angry. Wa qala rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum. Tell unto the people, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, let them ask me. Ud'uni astajib lakum. I will reply. I will respond. Inna alladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati. And whosoever shows arrogance in asking from me, on making my ibadah, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمْ. I will put them in Jahannam. One of the greatest things of a human being, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَدْغَى أَرْرَعَهُ اسْتَغْنَى. The greatest rebelliousness of human being, that he feels himself independent from Allah Ta'ala. And if you don't ask Allah, it shows independence. And Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't ask of me, I will put you in Jahannam. Subhanallah. So ask of Allah. Yes, we do adopt our means. Asbab to hum ikhtiyar karte hain. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give you without means. Jo bhi aap kare, isme jo hai na, asbab ikhtiyar karna padta hai. I give this moti si misal hai. It's a very, you know, important and a very, you know, good example to give. Now, person is a Sufi. Now he wants to, you know, he wants pious children. He wants people to follow him. And he heard that a person, when a child, you know, becomes pious and he makes dua, then the rank of the parents becomes more, you know, elevated. So he's making dua now. And he's sitting in the masjid. Ya Allah, give me pious children. Give me pious children. Ya Allah, mujhe nek aulaad de. Aur wo shaadi nahi karta, to Allah Ta'ala kahan se dega? If he doesn't get married, where is Allah Ta'ala going to give him the children from? From his own stomach. So before you do anything together with it, you must make the means. You know, there is one beautiful hadith with regard to conditions. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, if you want Allah Ta'ala to accept your du'as in difficulty, then make du'a to Almighty Allah in ease. Agar aap chahte ho ke mushkil ke halat mein Allah Ta'ala kehte tumhare du'a ko kabul kare, jab aasani ho to us waqt bhi du'a kara kijiye. Don't only make du'a in the time of difficulty. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الدُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِي وَقَائِمًا وَقَائِمًا. When a person is in difficulty, he's making du'a, and while sleeping, while sitting, while lying down. Sometimes it becomes such a situation, you see a person in a masjid, all of a sudden say, hey, dukna dara ahila waya. That's why you see him in a masjid. I mean, then Allah Ta'ala, when the difficulty goes, you forget Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Akarim Sawasim said, you want Allah Ta'ala to accept your du'as in difficulty? Ask Allah Ta'ala in ease. And brothers, one of the things that our ulama have made mention, that we must always ask with conviction. Pukhta hokar dua kijiye ki Allah Ta'ala zarur kabul karega. Nabi Akarim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept the dua of person who asks qalbe lahi in a careless way. Maine bahut se martaba I made mention of this particular Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi ke samne kisi ne ek sher para. Someone read a poem in front of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. You know, agar bakhshe zahe kismat, na bakhshe to shikayat kiya, sir taslim kham hai jo mizaj yaar mein aaye. Oh Allah, if you forgive me, I'm happy, I'm fortunate. If you don't forgive me, I am happy with whatever decision you make. Maulana Thanvi ne kaha, aise be-niyaz aadmi, so independently you're asking of Allah. How can you ask and how can you say such a poem? He said, change the poem. Agar bakhshe zahe kismat, na bakhshe tu karo zari. Oh Allah, if you forgive me, I am fortunate. If you don't forgive me, I will cry in front of you. Then why haven't you forgiven? Agar bakhshe zahe kismat, na bakhshe tu karo zari. Ke bande ki ye khwari, mizaje yaar mein kyu aaya? But why this particular situation has come in your decision that I am not forgiven? I will cry in front of you. I made mention of this many times. This is such an amazing incident. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali has made mention, a person used to make ibadat for 30 years. He made tahajjud namaz. After 30 years, he heard it. One day he heard a noise and he heard an unseen voice. Hey, tumhare ibadat qabool nahi. You didn't make ibadat properly and your ibadat is not accepted. Your tahajjud is not accepted, 30 years. So he continued making wuzu and he made his tahajjud. First day he heard the voice, second day he heard the voice, third day he heard the voice. Then the khadim who was putting the water, for wuzu, he said, Hazrat ji, jab Allah Ta'ala ne 30 saal ke ibadat kabool nahi kiya, aap kyun jo hai na wo takleef utate ho? If Allah Ta'ala didn't accept for 30 years, what are you wasting your time? Go and sleep. Why do you get up in the early hours of the morning to make qiyamul layl and come all the way from far to come make qiyamul layl or to come make tahajjud? Why must you do so? Tune kaise ajeeb dua. What a beautiful answer he gave. He said, show me another door I can knock to go and ask for my needs. Koi dusra darwaza to batao. Koi hai Allah Ta'ala ke siwa? Is there any other door that we can go? And then they say, the voice changed. Kabulas agar che hunar nestad. Ke juz ma pana digar nestad. The voice changed. And now it said, although you are not worthy, but because of this one statement of yours, there was no one worthy of asking of but Allah. Because of that, Allah accepted your 30 years of life. Allah Ta'ala definitely accepts, my dear respected brothers. Allah Ta'ala zarur kabul karta hai. Ulama ne likha hai, isi mimbar ke upar, Mufti Mahmud sahab rahmatullahi alayhi ek martaba ne taqreer ki thi. Inhone ye five ways of how Allah Ta'ala accepts du'as. In this very same mimbar, Mufti Mahmud sahab rahmatullahi alayhi once gave a talk. Somehow it remains in my memory. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives you immediately. Kabhi kabar Allah Ta'ala barah ras foran de deta hai. Abu Huraira came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, my mother is abusing you. Mujhse dekha nahi jata. Ki mere walida, aapke jo hai na, aapke baare mein bohut jo hai na, wo baate karti hai. Yaala unke liye hidayat ke dua kijiye. Oh Allah, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for hidayat. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his hand. Oh Allah, give hidayat to the mother of Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira said, the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, I felt Allah Ta'ala was going to accept. I ran home to see who goes first. Who reaches first? The dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached first. Or do I reach first? I knocked on the door. My mother said, wait, my son. Wait, my son. She was making ghusl. The way she said it, the sweetness with which she said it, made me realize the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached before I came home. Immediately. Sometimes it happens after a delay. Sometimes it happens after a delay. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made dua against Fir'aun. رَبَّنَا اتْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْتُرْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوْا الْعَذَابَ الْعَلِيمِ. Oh Allah, put a seal on his heart. He must not accept iman until he sees your punishment. We must make the same dua for the Fir'auns of today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy them. It will happen. But it won't happen according to our time frame. So Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Musa, humne aapke dua ko kabool kiya. We accepted your dua. It happened after 70 years, Allah Ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun. 70 saal ke baad, after 70 years. The same thing will happen to these Fir'auns of this ummat. I mean the Fir'auns of this time. Allah will destroy them one day. It will happen on his time. Allah Ta'ala, it will happen one day. We make dua Allah, it must happen sooner. Sometimes it takes time. I will just, today is last Friday, so just give me one or two times. I said, Mufti Taqi Sahab gives a very amazing incident. He said, one Pakistani person went to Germany and he got married to a German woman. She was not a Muslim. And he said, they continued living. He never worried about his iman. He forgot about everything. The time the children came, now the mother is bringing the children to teach them Christianity. And the father now, all of a sudden, the gherat of his iman came away. How can my children, learn another religion. And he's insisting they must learn Islam. And both of them are fighting. Right? And then he wrote the letter to Mufti Taqi Saab. Mufti Taqi Saab said, I wrote to them and said, every day both of you, husband and wife, make dua. That, oh Allah, whatever is right, whatever is the true religion, you give us the ability to follow that religion. He said, every day, the husband and wife, the husband Muslim, the wife non-Muslim, they used to make this dua. Right? And one day he said, alright, he wrote a letter. He wrote the letter to Mufti Taqi. He said, one day we were going, all of a sudden, my wife was driving, she stopped the car. And she started crying. She started crying. So I said, why are you crying? She said, the dua has had an impact. I've come to realize Islam is a true religion. Even in this age, making dua, oh Allah, show us the right path. Allah Ta'ala give a hidayat. You know? So it can happen. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala takes time. Sometimes Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, sometimes you make a dua, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives you something better. Kabhi aap dua karte ho, Allah Ta'ala usse better cheez aapko ata kar deta hai. Allah Ta'ala give you something better. Your children came and said, it is a time for holiday. We want to go and go for holiday. We want to go to Thailand. We want to go to Paris. So okay, I know it's holiday time. I want to take you something. I will take you for Umrah. Huh? So if they asked you, you gave them something better. Sometimes actually what happens, you make dua, because of the dua you made, there was a calamity coming your way. Because of the dua, Allah Ta'ala removed the calamity. Huh? So sometimes you make dua, you making dua, Ya Allah, give me a Mercedes, Ya Allah, give me this, give me that. Allah Ta'ala says, leave that Mercedes, there is a greater calamity coming your way, I have removed that difficulty. And the fourth way Allah Ta'ala accepts dua is that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call human being and say, hey, mere bande, you made this dua, you made this dua, you made this dua. Aapne itne dua ki, dunya mein. Maine aapko us waqt nahi diya. Main ab uska ajr aapko dena chahta hoon. I want to give you the reward with regard to it. I didn't accept it in the dunya, now I want to give you the reward. When Allah Ta'ala gives the person the reward, the human being will say, oh Allah, if only you didn't accept any of my du'as, and you only gave me the reward in the year after. Five ways Allah Ta'ala accepts du'as. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ud'uni astajib lakum, this is what Allah Ta'ala means. So in this last few days, let us, you know, start going towards dua and make dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for various needs. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.